Can join us for worship again. We have several announcements that other people are going to make today. One is by the Choral Scholars announcement. So, Jim.
It's really hard to believe that it's that time of year again, but it's that time of year again. We're getting ready for the 9th annual Choral Scholars Gala, which will be this year, February 8th. So, we will start taking ticket sales and getting you used to the idea. This year, it will be a night in Italy. The menu will be lasagna and French, Italian bread and salad and all those good things. I don't know, maybe French bread too. The Choral Scholars are going to be singing a lot of Italian folk music. It will be a fun evening of entertainment as well as a delicious evening. This year, we also have options for gluten-free or vegetarian options for those of you that need that. Please let us know. We can make that happen for you. The tickets will be $15, but we also highly encourage you to consider a sponsorship of one of our notes or the conductor circle or the grand staff designation. So each one of those has its perks, and it all goes to helping fund our Choral Scholars, and as you know, what a blessing they are to us. And singing psalms, and singing anthems, and singing communion music, being section leaders, and just being all around good people. So show your appreciation for them and be prepared for a wonderful evening in Italy this coming February the 8th.
All right, great. Thank you. I'm just going to stay here because, Shannon, I think you want to talk about Family Promise. Thank you, Shannon. I'll go move to sit down because this might take a while. Amanda, it's your turn.
What? My announcements will take a while, or it'll take me a while to get up here.
I'm not saying.
just a reminder of Faith Launch. We are continuing that Christian education for our young people. It's for 4K through 5th grade, and we're focusing on Epiphany, so we made candles today. We're going to talk about prisms and light and all of those wonderful. We invite all of the 4th-graders or 5th-graders to come and join us for that. It's every Sunday, 8:45. We meet back first with the adult class to pray with them, and then we all get started.
So we'd love,
love for you to join us for that. For our 6th through 12th graders, remember that we have moved our youth night to Thursdays. So this Thursday, we're starting a new series called Honoring Our Neighbor's Faith. It'll be a great series that we will all learn a lot about. So please come join us for that, 6th through 12th graders. And I also need some second adults for that. So if anybody wants to come hear about honoring your neighbor's faith and that's how it is, please join us. Next week, we will start our Super Bowl of Caring. We'll have the youth out in the narthex with some pots that have the teams that will be the four teams that are left in the Super Bowl running, and all of those donations will go to feed hungry people here in the Fargo area who are sharing God's love. And so we invite you to support the team of your choosing, but we all know you want to support the pack. So support the team of your choosing, and we'll have a little contest here at Redeemer, and whoever is left, regardless of how the games play out, because we know it'll be the Packers. Whoever has the most money in their pot will be the next two for the next week. So it'll go on for a couple weeks. So we're really excited, but we're mostly excited about helping feed hungry people in our area. So thanks for that. Now I'm done. Is that too long?
Ooh, I have a question.
You have a question? What's your question, Pastor Gary?
Someone asked me, they saw in the bulletin another form about the nursery. And
yes.
So they wanted to know if they'd already filled it out once, did they need to fill it out again?
That is a great question. We're going to play tag team. Hey, Mr. Todd, what's the word? Do they need to fill it out again?
Nursery schedule has been completed this year, so we don't need any more. You can always
No, that was the only question I had.
That's the only question you have. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Now I'm done.
All right.
All right.
I'm standing up again.
All right. Come on, wait. Slowly.
You remember when we have a first Sunday of a new church season, I'm explaining the banner to you. Today is Baptism of Our Lord, which is always the first Sunday after the Epiphany. So we've moved into the Epiphany season. So I would like to talk about the banner for just a moment. This is actually one of my favorite banners. First of all, you'll notice I'm wearing white and the pyramids are white, but this is green. Usually the color here matches the pyramids, but today is a special day as Baptism of Our Lord, so it is white, but we are within a green season. And green, whenever you see green, it means ordinary time in the church or growth in understanding of who Jesus was. The word epiphany means to make manifest, and the scripture passages we will have throughout this season are stories of recognizing how God is made manifest in Jesus. That's why the wise men are actually not a Christmas story, but they belong to the day of Epiphany. They are the first ones to recognize Jesus as more than just a regular baby. So on the banner, you'll see that reflected, first of all, with a star, which is from the wise men's story, and also to represent that Jesus is the light to the world. The crown, again, points to the wise men, but also more to the recognition of Jesus as king. You have a shell with water, because the first Sunday in Epiphany is Baptism of Our Lord, where God announces Jesus. And often in Epiphany, not this year, but many years, the second Sunday in Epiphany has the story of the water turned to wine, which is kind of a neat part on this banner. Now, again, this is one of my favorite banners for something you might never have noticed. Part of the worship is when we consecrate our communion elements, and part of that worship is called the preface. This is that long thing I sing right before communion. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Okay, great. Well, I'm going to read the words for the Epiphany season now, and while I do that, I want you to look at this banner. This is what the words say. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. By the leading of a star, he was shown forth to all nations. In the waters of the Jordan, you proclaimed him, your beloved Son. And in the miracle of water turned to wine, he revealed your glory. Isn't that kind of neat that throughout the whole Epiphany season, this banner proclaims exactly what we say in our worship service? I think that's kind of neat. So there you go. Finally today, it is time to install our new council for 2020. The following people have been elected to positions of leadership.
I don't want leadership. No.
We give thanks for their willingness to serve. And in baptism, we are welcomed into the body of Christ and sent to share the mission of God. We rejoice now that these sisters and brothers will lead us in our common life and in our mutual mission as a congregation. If they will gather on the steps behind me as I call their name. Paul Austin, Kathy Chartier, Teresa Courtney, Jim Epting, Diane Hunt, Connie Davis, Michelle Knight, Preston Smith, Lee Thomas. Our youth representatives are Tori May and Rachel Sprankle. And our treasurer is Bob Long. A reading from 1 Corinthians. There are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of service, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it's the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. You have been elected to positions of leadership and trust in this congregation. You are to see that the words and deeds of this household of faith bear witness to God, who gathers us into one, together with the whole church. You are to seek to involve all members of this congregation in worship, learning, witness, service, and support, so that the mission of the church is carried out in this congregation, in the wider church, in this community, and in the whole world. You are to be faithful in your specific areas of serving, that the Spirit who empowers you may be glorified. You are to be examples of faith active in love, fostering peace, harmony, and mutual understanding in this congregation. On behalf of your sisters and brothers in Christ, I ask you, will you accept and faithfully carry out the duties of the office to which you have been elected? If so, answer, I will, and I ask God to help me.
I will.
People of God, I ask you, will you support these, your elected leaders, and will you share in the mutual ministry that Christ has given to all who are baptized? If so, answer, we will, and we ask God to help us. I now declare you installed as officers and council members of this congregation. May Almighty God bless you and direct your days and your deeds in peace, that you may be faithful servants of Christ. Amen. Thank y'all. Let us prepare for our worship. Please rise as you are able. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the eternal voice from heaven, the anointed and beloved one, the Spirit moving over the waters. Amen. As we approach the mystery of God, let us come in confession, trusting the love of Christ, crucified and risen. God, who searches us and knows us, you have shown us what is good. But we have looked to other lights to find our way. We have not been just in our dealings with others. We have chosen revenge over mercy. We have promoted ourselves instead of walking humbly with you. With what shall we come before you? Forgive us our sin and show us your salvation. In the face of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Beloved of God, you have not received the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit that is from God, poured out for you in the faithfulness of Jesus Christ. Receive the promise of baptism. You are God's child. Your sins are forgiven. Rejoice and be glad, for yours is the reign of heaven. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above well-being of the Church of God and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, our Father, at the baptism of Jesus, you proclaimed him your beloved Son and anointed him with the Holy Spirit. Make all who are baptized into Christ faithful to their calling to be your daughters and sons, and empower us all with your Spirit. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Back here.
A reading from Isaiah. Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry or lift up his voice or make it heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or be crushed until he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands wait for his teaching. Thus says God, the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people upon it, and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I have taken you by the hand and kept you. I have given you as a covenant to the people, a light to the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord. That is my name. My glory I give to no other, nor my praise to idols. See, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Ascribe to the Lord, you gods. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord is upon the mighty waters.
The voice of the Lord is the power of the voice. The voice of the Lord is the voice of thunder.
The voice of the Lord breaks the cedar trees. The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon. The voice of the Lord bursts forth in lightning flashes.
The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness.
The voice of the Lord makes oak trees writhe and strips the forest bare. In the temple of the Lord, all are crying, glory. O Lord, give strength to your people. Give them, O Lord, the blessings of peace. A reading from Acts. Then Peter began to speak to them. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread through Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. The word of the Lord.
Son, the beloved, with whom I am well pleased. Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the third chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness." Then he consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
The young son of a Baptist minister was in church one morning when he saw for the first time baptism by immersion. He was greatly interested in this, and the next morning he decided to baptize his three cats in the bathtub. The youngest kitten bore it very well, and so did the younger cat, but with the old family tomcat, it was a different story. The old cat struggled with the boy, clawed and tore his skin, and finally got away. With considerable effort, the boy caught the old tomcat again and proceeded with the ceremony. But the cat acted worse than ever, clawing and spitting and scratching at the boy's face. Finally, after barely getting the cat splattered with water, he dropped him on the floor in disgust and said, "Fine, be a Lutheran if you want to." We always hear how hard it is to herd cats. I bet it's even harder to try to baptize one. And sometimes it seems like that's even easier than baptizing some people. Well, it's not that they fight and fuss about the baptism itself. It's that just that sometimes we get so distracted by things that don't really matter. And we have so many different ideas about what baptism is. So today, as we celebrate the baptism of our Lord, let's spend some time talking about baptism. First, let me tell you what's not important. What's not important, at least as far as our church is concerned, is how you were baptized. It doesn't matter if you were dunked, poured on, or sprinkled. The style doesn't matter, and we can do them all. And most importantly, from our point of view, it all takes. The amount of water isn't significant. What takes place in baptism is. Have you ever been in one of those situations where someone asks you if you've been saved or if you've been born again? There are a lot of good answers to that question, but the one I like is simply to give them my baptismal date. And if you don't know your baptismal date, I hope you find out and then remember it. It's an important day in your life. You see, being born again is exactly what happens in our baptisms. Our sinful and selfish nature is forgiven, and we get a fresh start. We begin our life with God. Secondly, in our baptisms, we are made a child of God. It's not something we do, it's something God does. The action in baptism is God's action to make us God's own. Maybe you didn't notice that in our scripture passage today. When Jesus is baptized, it is God who takes the initiative. It is God who declares the relationship. It is God who claims Jesus as God's Son. That same thing happens for us. Baptism isn't something we do for God. Baptism is something God does for us. When we are baptized, we are made part of God's family. We are made God's children. We are claimed by God, and we are given the promise of salvation. Finally, baptism is a calling. When we receive God's grace in baptism, we are called to respond. We are called to live the life of faith. Jesus' baptism was the beginning of his public ministry. In all the Gospels, from this point on, Jesus went about teaching and preaching and healing and serving and caring and loving, in all things proclaiming the kingdom of God. In our baptisms, we are called to do the very same things. In our old lives of sin are drowned away, and we rise to new life in Christ. In response to God's grace, in response to the gift of salvation, in response to God's love come to us, we live the life of faith. We follow where Jesus has led the way. Now, that's a lot to ask of a little bit of water. But with God, that water cleanses us and changes us. It's a sign of God's love. I guess it really doesn't matter if we're Lutheran cats or some other kind. We're the kind of cats who are happy to have been through the water. We're God's cats, made God's family in grace. Amen.
God called you my beloved son. You are God's servant true, sent to proclaim the reign of heaven, God's holy will to do. God's holy will. And steadfast unto them, you then obey the call to serve with free and living heart, to give your life for all, to give your life for
gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. God of all grace, in the darkness of our world, you shine your light. In Jesus' baptism, you have revealed him as your Son sent to save. Shine your light into the darkest corners of our world. In our baptism, Lord God, you have made us your own. May we reflect your light through our words and our deeds. Lord, in your mercy. We thank you, loving Savior, for your comforting presence in our lives. In the midst of a world racked by unprecedented fires, by storms causing people to flee, by disease and war and violence, give us your strength and your peace. Be with the poor, the sick, and those in any need. Bless all your people, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, we thank you now, O Lord, for your grace. Wash us clean from our sin and call us anew to you. May we walk wet through each of our days, remembering our baptisms, whose we are, and following your way of service and love. Lord, in your mercy. God of sending. From his baptism, Jesus began his mission to save us. As we remember our baptisms this day, send us anew into the world with your message of love. Give us zeal and commitment, energy and passion to share in both word and deed the good news of your grace. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace. Thank you. thirst for Jesus Christ,
our baptism.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. By the leading of a star, he was shown forth to all nations. In the waters of the Jordan, you proclaimed him your beloved Son. And in the miracle of water turned to wine, he revealed your glory. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Blessed are you, O holy God. You are the life and light of all. By your powerful word, you created all things. Through the prophets, you called your people to be a light to the nations. Blessed are you for Jesus, your Son. He is your light, shining in our darkness and revealing to us your mercy and might. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks. Broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his preaching and healing, his dying and rising, and his promise to come again, we await that day when all the universe will rejoice in your holy and life-giving light. By your Spirit, bless us and this meal, that refreshed with this heavenly food, we may be light for the world, revealing the brilliance of your Son. Through him all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, thy name,
thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Thank you.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Let us pray. Faithful God, you have kept your promise to us in this meal. Nourish us with the gift of salvation. Now send your servants forth in peace, that we may testify to your goodness and share the hope that is ours in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Thank you. See you soon.